gibberish,
humbug,
baloney,
malarkey,
ribber,
mumbo, jumbo,
bunkum.
It's the 517th Annual Fnerdlebin Award, starring Dan Grubb. Yes, it's Big City's most mediocre award, honoring the middlest achievements in whatever we find lying around. With what I'm told are very special guests and presenters. So please, stay tuned, as this is the only thing keeping Bunkum going. Bunkum has been doing so much better lately, and I'd hate to see it back on the street selling cameos for a gram of nonsense. And now, live from the Hug and Kiss Petroleum Arena in Big City, the 8093rd Annual Fnerdlebin Award with your host, Bob Auerman.
Hey, all right. Thanks. It's great to be here. You know, I don't often go to formal events, so I had to go get a tuxedo. I saw the price tag and I said, I'm not buying this tuxedo. The salesman says, then you'll have to rent it. I says, is it furnished? He says, yes, it comes with a seat. For this next joke, I'll need the assistance of a volunteer from the audience. You, sir, come on up, please.
Okay. Hello there, Mr. Sir.
A natural, folks, and only his 87 billionth time on stage. Now, I see that you're staring at my left hand. Read that cue card.
I see that you're staring...
Not that one, the next one.
Volunteer. Yes, I thought that you lost it in an accident.
Yes, but I got a new one at the second-hand store. Okay.
Okay.
And now,
and
to, give,
now
a little...
to give a little of the history.
Thank you. You can go back to your seat now.
That's okay. I like it on the stage. Oh, the summertime has got a breeze after lunch.
Thank you. Now get out. Okay, and now to give a little of the history of the wonderful organization that's giving this award, Engelbert Pettycash and Dr. Arthur Flegel, PhD, RN, BYOB, OLDJOKE.
Tonight, we're honoring Dr. Edna Flernernern for her work in the field of systemic anomalies.
Nope, it's her work in anomaly systems. Anomaly systems.
But it says on the card that it's systemic anomalies. Why are you saying it's anomaly systems? What?
She went to systems and anomaly systems. There are no systemic anomalies. That's why they're anomalies. You can't have systemic anomalies.
It's
what you call
that's
oxymoron.
To the nice people to read.
If it's part of the system, about Dr. Anomalies.
I'm just literate.
The system.
Tell me about
Thank you, Engelbert Pettycash and Dr. Arthur Flegel, OMG, PUETC. That was certainly, And now, we're honored to present Mr. Mendeleev Kaboom, who won the Fnerdlebin Award back in 1693. Mr. Kaboom!
I remember it as if it were only 300 years ago. It was high noon on a night just like tonight. I was making the rounds among the great parlor thinkers. Descartes was making the squares. Ha, ha. As I was introduced to two people named John Locke, I made a stunning realization. These men was, in fact, a goldfish. As you might imagine, It was curious to see the father of liberalism flopping around on the floor next to a powdered wig, gasping for water. I looked at the others in attendance, and not one seemed to have picked up on this subtle evidence against the popular urban legend, namely, the one that held that the hero of every democratic republic was of the homo genus and not the Carassius. Chalking this up to the power of cognitive dissonance, I endeavored to use the methodology of salon culture to raise awareness of this fishy insurrection. John Locke is a goldfish, I exclaimed. The assembled intelligentsia looked as one at the advocate of toleration and responded by gesturing towards the bethined spectacle and asserting that it was indeed a man. So fully had they surrendered their powers of observation to the false claim of Locke's personhood that I saw I must change the nature of my stratagem. I raised my glass in the direction of Mr. Locke to indicate my forthcoming oral utterance was intended primarily for his reception. "Glub, glub," I said. I detected a slight widening of Mr. Locke's eyes as he realized the jig had taken a sudden turn in the direction of up. Seeing my opportunity, I postulated that since Locke was reacting with comprehension to such fishy speech, he must, post hoc, quid pro quo, ex post facto, Marco Polo, sombrero de Niro, be of the fishy persuasion. The parlor erupted in a collective gasp. All eyes were focused on Locke. I had him. But then, the proverbial table turned against me, proverbially. Locke gave two leading flops before performing a full-body forward flip, which caused everyone to applaud madly. Tabula rasa, they said. Brilliant, they said. And that was how I invented winter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mendeleev Kaboom. And now, the 2016 winner of the exalted character Dan likes and wishes he could cram into another episode prize, Flo Magnet.
Good evening. We're having a lot of fun tonight, but I'd like to take a moment to draw attention to a serious issue facing the Fnurtlebin Academy at large, Ooga Booga. Only 3% of Fnurtlebin awards have gone to women. That is a drastic underrepresentation of half the population, and we need to be more vigilant to close that gap, Gurka Durg Durga. That's why I'd like to announce the creation of Flo Magnin's Camp for Mischievous Girls. The Flo Magnin Camp will train the next generation of female supervillains to wreak havoc on the world and drag modernity kicking and screaming back into the Stone Age, creating the opportunity for today's girls to become tomorrow's recipients of honors such as the Fnurtlebin Award as they rebuild the world that my girls and I will destroy. Ugh, ugh, Duka. You can find more information.
Excuse me, Ms. Magnin. There's some annoying sounds coming through. Would you mind stepping back from the mic a little, please?
Is this better?
Yes, back a little more.
How about this?
Just a tiny bit more. Perfect, thank you. And now, the High Class Entertainment Council presents Manfred Skrunt, who will recite his important new work, The Sea Life Orchestra.
The audience is filled with fish, from shark to ray to guppy. The narwhal sturdily taps his horn as the orchestra warms uppy. The sea life orchestra is grand, their overtures are sweeping. And if the ballads get too soft, the seal's barks prevent sleeping. The lobsters are from Borneo, the shrimp come from Caracas. The fiddler crabs are fiddling while clams act as maracas. From the back, the squid provides a pulsing beat injection. He plays the bass, drums, and guitar. He's the entire rhythm section. The walruses, or is it walry, hold tambourines in their flippers. And if they play them very well, they get some tasty kippers. The dolphins whistle a merry tune, one that always amuses. And the octopus can play an octave on any instrument he chooses. It's a mollusk and mammal orchestra, per the conductor's wish. For shells can blow an orca's wail, but you cannot tune a fish. Thank you, thank you.
Wasn't he great, folks? And now this next presenter... Oh, no. Is this for real?
Ladies and gentlemen, oh boy. Kiss singer Paul Stanley.
All right! Hello, Cincinnati! How's everybody doing tonight? Oh, yeah! There's some fine-looking ladies in the crowd tonight, so you know I'm doing all right! Yeah! Hey, this is a great organization, right? Oh, yeah! I wouldn't mind giving them some of my organization! All right! Yeah!
Hey, folks, there's a lot of hardworking people behind this prestigious award tonight, and it's a really noble cause. So let's all dig deep in those pockets and support a terrific group, okay?
I'll go deep! Oh, yeah! I'm talking about stuff you do in bed! Oh, yeah!
Thank you, Paul. And thank you all for coming to tonight's presentation. Good night.
One more! There's one more!
Ah, fine. Who is it? Oh, right. Hey, folks, up next is someone you'll really like. It's this year's honoree, who is receiving this grand award because of her... I can't quite read that. Skip it. Okay, it is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Edna Flernernern.
Thank you.
This has been the 1,012,000th Annual Flirtlebin Award starring Dan Grubb. Flirtlebin Award gift bags provided by the Hug and Kiss Petroleum Company. If you or a loved one experience any medical issues due to a Flirtlebin Award Show gift bag, please contact the Hug and Kiss Legal Defense Team as soon as possible.